Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Representative Jared Klein about the current Iowa legislative session. This is part two of a two-part interview. Another one of the hot-button issues is the mental health care issues going on in our state. What can you tell me about what the House is planning to do as far as that's concerned?
Well, but number one, we've got to continue our oversight of the Medicaid privatization because that's part of that puzzle. Mental health, but what I've been trying to do, because when you talk about money, it's very difficult to make a lot of predictions. For us, March is a big day because that will be the most current revenue estimating conference committee report that we will be able to use for our budgets. So it's very hard even until March to say, okay, how much do we have to spend in 2018 and 2019, because we would like to do a two-year budget. We believe that's a good practice to continue. So March is really when it comes down. So when you talk about beds, when you hear people talk about not having enough beds for mental health people, it's not physical beds. They've got the physical beds. They don't necessarily have the dollars to staff those beds. So when you talk about that part of it, it's very challenging to predict. So what I've been doing is working on trying to do policy changes that will be helpful. One, identified locally by our local folks, our local supervisors, sheriff, mental health folks, is removing some barriers that currently the state has that are more stringent than the federal government on law enforcement and mental health professionals being able to share very basic information. We are going to try to bring that obstacle down. Right now, it's just a unique thing, but that is a direct policy change that I believe we'll be able to get done that will be better for law enforcement, their safety, as well as the patients, because primarily we're talking folks that are being committed after 4:30. Law enforcement's the one in a tough bind in those times. So cleaning that up, better for safety of law enforcement, the patient, the whole way through. Those are the sorts of things I've been working on because, like I said, the money is so hard to work towards until we have that March estimate.
You touched on it just a little bit, but with the Medicaid privatization, how do you feel like that's been going and what is something that you guys will be looking at during the next session?
Well, we're going to continue our oversight that we have in place, which is actually pretty significant. And really, it seems like it's working a lot better now, which everything in a transition is going to take time. This one took a little longer because I think there were a lot of folks that were providers that thought until the final hour that they weren't actually going to go this way, so weren't really prepared for it when it did actually happen. So we were a little behind the ball there, and then now it seems like it's a lot better. Most of the issues tend to come out of the smaller hospitals that just don't have some of the administration already in place to make sure that everything's being accountable, because that was a big part of doing this, was making sure there was communication and accountability and getting results and not just spending money, which is what was happening more than trying to get the results. So we'll continue our very strict oversight that we have put in place. But I hear a whole lot less problems now than I was hearing 6 and 8 months ago. So that, I think, is a good sign, which means that if that continues to work and we don't have to dedicate a whole lot of time and resources to that again, then that allows us more time and flexibility to address mental health policy issues or when we get the dollars and what we can do with them.
One last thing that I believe it's something that's kind of personal to you is the legalization of cannabis oil. So what can you tell me about that?
I got to say first, you know, when I got elected a little over 6 years ago, when I won that election, I never thought that I would be handling drug bills and public safety bills in the level that I do. I fully anticipated it would be all ag natural resources. But that isn't the case. In all reality, after a couple of years, I ended up handling quite a few of the drug bills and public safety high priority bills. And that ended at one of those early points was the cannabis oil bill. I had the opportunity to floor manage that, was asked to take that over and get it done because I was one of the legislators who has a child constituent who suffers from this horrible problem. And she's a young girl, and I've got young kids, and the parents were the seller on the whole thing because it's not a product that gets high. It's such a low THC oil that we're talking If you're trying to get to the level of high, you got to ingest so much, you're going to be physically ill. But the parents are showing me how it's helping their daughter, and I saw other parents, and that got it done. Now, that does expire in 2017, so we have to, first of all, renew that piece. That one thing we have to for sure know, we've got to get that done. We are going to work to put something else together that is a more comprehensive medical cannabis issue bill. I don't think it's full-blown medical marijuana. I think it's going to be more along the sides of the oils and some of that. I have been tasked with that bill again as well. And where we're at is we're going to try to put the best thing together that we can for the members to have an opportunity to voice their opinion on and vote on. Where that ends, I don't know, because politics is exactly like they say. It's like making sausage. You like the end, but you don't want to see how it gets done. That's how this is. So we take our starting point, and I'll work it from there. We've got to develop new relationships with Senate members that we didn't have before, Senate Judiciary Chair to work with Brad Zahn. I got to go through a lot of these things with him, and because I don't want to run legislation out of the House if they're not going to take it up. Or if they're going to do some big dramatic change to it, that isn't the best use of our time, and our time is the people's money. So it's not the best use of our people's money if we can figure things out earlier rather than later. If he can tell me that he doesn't want something before I send it to him. So we'll work through that one and this. That one is very important to me for a lot of reasons.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jared Klein. This has been part two of a two-part interview. Find this program and part one at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.